Today is June 24th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover the critical engineering gap that's breaking multi-agent production deployments, how OpenAI's Codex security platform is redefining AppSec benchmarks at enterprise scale, and a practitioner-confirmed model routing strategy that cuts AI operational costs by up to 82%. Let's start with the number that should be on every CTO's whiteboard right now, 30 million. That's the number of code commits. OpenAI's Codex security platform has scanned since March 2025 across more than 30,000 code bases, surfacing over 500,000 findings that were auto-resolved and another 70,000 manually verified as fixed. That is not a pilot. That is a production baseline. And it tells you something important about where AI is creating durable enterprise value. Not in generating code faster, but in making the code you already have dramatically safer to ship. The integration path for most enterprise teams is lower friction than you'd expect. Codex Security is currently in limited availability through the Daybreak Partner Program, accessible via existing contracts with Cisco, CrowdStrike, Palo Alto Networks, IBM, Okta, Cloudflare, or Zscaler. If you hold a contract with any one of those vendors, that is your procurement path. The CI/CD integration hooks into your GitHub Actions pipeline. The tool generates a threat model if you don't already have one, which is architecturally significant because it means findings are contextualized to your actual attack surface, not generic scanner noise. One critical design constraint worth naming explicitly, the platform's own lead, Fuad Mittah, is on record saying AI tools without human validation become spam machines. The production configuration requires human review before any auto-remediation is applied. That's not a limitation. That's the correct architecture, and it maps directly to the broader agent safety principle we'll come back to in a moment. The strategic play for your board on the orchestration problem comes from Nenad Tomasev, senior staff research scientist at Google DeepMind, who put it plainly on their podcast this week. The defining bottleneck in agentic AI is not the model. It's the coordination layer. Quote, "We need to find better ways of coordinating them, orchestrating them, managing them." This is the most important architectural signal in the market right now. The model selection problem is largely solved. The coordination and delegation problem is not, and that gap is where production value is being lost. Tomasev identifies a specific failure mode that every engineering team running multi-agent systems should recognize. He calls it the wine and glasses problem. One agent buys wine, another buys glasses, and neither knows the other's task well enough to realize wine glasses are required. In production terms, this is what happens when your orchestrator layer uses a simple MapReduce pattern over sub-agent outputs without formal dependency resolution. The architecture that actually works has four required components. First, a task classification layer that routes work to specialist agents based on capability profiles, not random load balancing. Second, a formal delegation contract between the orchestrator and each sub-agent, encoding the subtask scope, the success criteria, and the escalation trigger. Third, an agent reliability scoring mechanism. Tomasev's framing here is direct. If an agent is repeatedly unreliable, it should obviously not be trusted. Build that into your scoring infrastructure. And fourth, this is the one that most teams skip. A reversibility classifier on all planned actions before execution, with mandatory human approval gates on anything classified as irreversible. For teams running LangGraph or AutoGen, that fourth component is the minimum viable safety layer. The reversibility gate wraps any agent action. Read operations and draft generation are retry safe. Financial transactions, external communications, file deletions, those require explicit human approval before execution, regardless of agent confidence score. And critically, this gate belongs at the orchestrator layer, not inside individual sub-agents. You cannot rely on each agent to self-classify its own actions. That trust assumption is itself a failure mode. On the security front, Tomasev's warning is concrete and immediate. Adversarial actors are already deploying prompt injection payloads embedded in web content that redirect agent goals. Wallet-draining exploits have already been documented in early financial access agent deployments. The minimum viable defense is permissions minimization. Each sub-agent receives only the specific tool access required for its assigned task, not a full credential set. Scoped API keys per agent role, with automatic revocation if the agent's task context shifts outside its defined scope. For teams choosing between LangGraph and AutoGen, LangGraph's explicit graph structure makes the delegation topology inspectable and debuggable. That's the architecturally safer choice for any system where irreversible actions are possible. AutoGen's conversational model is faster to prototype but harder to audit in production. If irreversibility is in scope, take the boilerplate overhead. It's cheaper than a production incident. There's a compounding risk Tomasev flags that deserves its own moment, cognitive monoculture. When every agent in your fleet runs on the same underlying foundation model, all Claude, all GPT-4, all Gemini, their failure modes are correlated. A single adversarial input or edge case can cascade across the entire fleet simultaneously. This is not theoretical. It's an observed production risk from Google DeepMind's internal deployments. The mitigation is deliberate model diversity across agent roles. At minimum, use two different foundation models across a fleet of three or more agents. The audit action for your team right now. Map which foundation model each agent role uses and identify where you have single model concentration risk. Now to the cost arbitrage that engineering leads can operationalize this week. A practitioner benchmark from Amir, an AI consultant, establishes a concrete routing baseline. GLM 5.2 from ZAI costs approximately 44 cents per roughly 135,000 combined tokens on a coding task sequence. The equivalent workload on Anthropic Opus 4.8 costs $2.38. That's an 82% cost reduction at approximately a 10% quality delta, 62% versus 69% on coding evaluation benchmarks. For routine development tasks, front-end iteration, text formatting, structured execution, that 10% quality difference is operationally invisible. For complex reasoning or vision-dependent tasks, you route to the frontier model. The setup via OpenRouter takes under 30 minutes and integrates directly with Cursor or the Codex CLI. One caveat that is non-negotiable. ZAI is a China-based provider. Do not route sensitive or proprietary code through GLM 5.2 without a data residency and vendor risk review from your security and legal teams. For regulated environments, OpenRouter also surfaces Llama and Mistral variants with clearer data handling provenance as intermediate routing options. The deeper systems design point here is what multiple sources this week are calling a two-track architecture. Track A handles non-sensitive, high-volume workloads through cloud-hosted APIs with intelligent routing between model tiers. Track B handles sensitive, privilege-carrying, or competitively valuable workloads through confidential inference infrastructure, where interaction data never leaves the enterprise perimeter. The routing decision between tracks is a data classification problem, not a capability problem. And as Ilya Polasukin noted on the Bankless podcast this week, the failure mode is data classification paralysis, organizations that try to classify everything before deploying anything. His recommendation, start with the 20% of workloads that are obviously high sensitivity, legal, financial, medical, and deploy confidential infrastructure there first. Track B infrastructure carries a meaningful cost. Polasukin estimates between $250,000 and $750,000 for enterprise-grade deployment, plus 3 to 5 full-time engineering staff. That's a real investment, but for any workflow where your operational playbooks represent primary competitive IP, the alternative is effectively subsidizing your competitors, model training. Building on the routing architecture, the enforcement layer matters as much as the policy. Amir's client observations confirm that without tooling-enforced routing, employees default to the most capable available model for every task, including email formatting on Opus 4.8. The fix is an API gateway pattern that routes completion requests based on task classification, not voluntary user compliance. Organizations implementing task tier routing governance are achieving 30 to 50% reduction in AI operational costs without capability reduction on high-value tasks. One research output this week worth tracking for teams with robotics or physical automation exposure, T-Rex, a tactile reactive AI framework published by researchers from UC Berkeley, NVIDIA, and Stanford. It addresses a long-standing limitation in robotic manipulation. Vision-only control loops fail on irregular, fragile, or variable-weight objects because they can't process haptic feedback fast enough for real-time grip correction. T-Rex uses a variable-rate architecture that processes high-frequency haptic signals at millisecond timescales alongside slower visual planning, a two-speed model that mirrors how biological motor control separates reflex arcs from deliberate planning. The framework is open source, so integration cost is engineering time rather than licensing. For teams with existing robotic arm infrastructure, the estimated integration timeline is 3 to 4 months for a pilot, two full-time robotics engineers, and between $150,000 and $300,000 in sensor hardware per line. The repository is available on RX4EE and the Berkeley Robotics Lab GitHub under the T-Rex Tactile Reactive Search. Before we close, the risk-opportunity pairing that deserves your board's attention this quarter. The opportunity is real and measurable. 30 to 82% cost reduction in AI operational spend is achievable now through model routing governance without sacrificing output quality on the tasks that matter. The AppSec benchmark, 500,000 auto-resolved findings across 30,000 codebases, establishes that AI-augmented security review is no longer experimental. And McKinsey's 2024 State of AI data confirms 25 to 40% reductions in knowledge worker task cycle times for teams running multi-agent workflows. The risk is equally concrete. Every percentage point of that efficiency gain is contingent on getting the orchestration infrastructure right. Correlated agent failures from model monoculture, prompt injection exploits in agent web access, and irreversible actions executed without human gates, these are not hypothetical failure modes. They are documented in production deployments at organizations that moved fast on capability without investing in the coordination layer. The strategic play for your board is straightforward. Fund the orchestration infrastructure at the same priority level as model access. The model problem is largely solved. The coordination problem is where production value is won or lost. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.